previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
All right, 7:51 on your Monday morning, you'll see the boss says, oh, I want to come and have a chat and sit down on the show, and then everybody just escapes and then they leave me on this side to take care of everything. But it's all part of the conversation that we started a couple of weeks ago on Algo FM when we had our sales manager, Dennis Karangis, on Algo FM Breakfast just to get a look at inside the brand, the people that operate this radio station behind the scenes. And one of those gents is Alfie J, who's the managing director at Algo FM. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Algo FM Breakfast. So early and fresh.
Oh, too fresh.
So let's continue with our conversation about inside the brand and how this brand, this radio station, functions. And I mentioned with Dennis as well, there's so many moving parts that make this radio station work. But let's start with you and your position. What is it like running Algo FM? What is it like running Algo FM?
Wayne, I think it's fair to say that anyone who's run a business for more than 5 years, a large-ish business, will tell you that sometimes it's like running away. But in earnest, I'm a very lucky guy. I work with magnificent people. I think it's fair to say that we have certainly curved out an intriguing way of making sure that when we need people to work within the organization, that we go the lengths to find people that we can work with, people that we can trust, people that we like working with. And I think that's the key thing is ultimately, and you know, you've heard me say this over and over, I don't believe in hiring staff. I believe in hiring champions. And yeah, sometimes we're champions and sometimes we lose the test match, you know. But in general, I think the camaraderie and the spirit of people here makes my job easy in earnest. But then it's also about me creating an environment of trust and doing what I say, because that's important. You can't say, hey, Wayne, don't worry about it. I'll make sure you get that increase next month, and then I don't deliver that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So
are we getting an increase next month?
Nice try, Wayne. And that's really what it's like running a business. Just say no.
You've been in the game of radio for many, many years. You've been in the hot seat as MD now for how many?
Five and a half years,
but the majority of that you've been working at Algo FM, previously Radio Algo, when it was still part of the SABC.
Look, I'm a repeat offender, and as some of my friends say, I lack ambition, because in January it'll be 35 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And it's, you know, but it's gone by quickly, but let's get back to the core essence of what you're asking me about here is Algo FM. Okay, so we are, I guess, like most businesses, you've got departments. But to me, department means it's an Excel spreadsheet that you've departmentalized so that you can look at your budget and make sure that you're running your business properly. I look at teams, and we have different teams in the business, and each team has got its stars. I mean, I'm not going to highlight anybody specific from the on-air team, because you guys know how great you are. Do you know how I know that you know how great you are?
Tell me.
Because you put your mic on and you tell people. but in all fairness, I mean, Algo FM is a great on-air talent pool. It's managed by a great on-air personality himself in Mio. I love the energy that's coming out of what's happening on air at the moment. I think the key thing, though, is that people must remember it's not just about playing music and talking nonsense and having a joke. It's about how to engage and how to make success of someone's pride and joy. When a client comes to us and says, guys, I've got all this stock and it's got to move off the shelves, we've got a knack of helping them move that stock. When people come and they say, we need people to come and buy tickets to sit here to watch this event, we've got a knack of getting people activated to actually participate. And that knack doesn't just lie with the presenters. It's the whole back end of sales. It's how the creative is worked out so that we can leverage that. And key to all of this is trust, because our audience trusts us. And when the breakfast team says, guys, there's a blue car in this corner, people believe it.
There's a blue car in the corner.
There's a blue car in the corner.
You've said it, 35 years this year for you. So you'd be able to comment on this question. Do you feel like radio has changed and evolved over the last couple of years?
I can speak for Algoa FM. I'll plead the fifth on everyone else. Look, there's close to 300 radio stations right now in South Africa that are licensed.
That many?
Yep. Personally, I think there's about 240 too many. And if ICASA is listening right now, you'll know I told your chairperson this just 2 weeks ago. The reality of the situation is that's a lot of radio. I can't speak for everyone else. I can speak for Algoa FM. We have evolved radically because it's not just about the technology that you've got to evolve with. It's about how people integrate socially with technology, how people are looking at their futures, where they're getting their news from, what it is they're expecting to hear when they switch on and listen to the news. We've had to evolve radically, but the only way to evolve as a business is to evolve with people, to collaborate. And I think that's something that we've cornered the market on that we've done very, very well with. I mean, look at this building.
Yeah, no, it's incredible.
Every single person, I had a meeting on Friday with the acting city manager. He walked in now. He'd been here before because he'd come in for the interview that we had with the acting ED of electricity about the crisis here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he hadn't taken a tour of the building. And Mandla left here and he said to me, Alfie, this is something special.
Mm.
And so, yes, the building has evolved, but it's not just about the building. A building is just bricks and mortar. It's the people.
Yeah.
So we have definitely evolved. And that evolution is still coming. I believe we are but at the precipice of what's about to be.
You know, you obviously don't want to comment on where radio is going in terms of the future and the evolvements of radio, so you're able to speak on Algoa, though. But what does the future of Algoa FM look like?
Wayne, I said this in 1997 when we first privatized and we were the first station to digitize outside of the SABC. And I'll say it again. Radio isn't a little box that you switch on and listen to. Radio is a concept. And that concept hovers around a couple of things. Number one, always trust. Okay? You want to trust what you're listening to. You want to extract value from it. You'd like to engage with it. Now, back in the 1970s, engaging with radio meant you either wrote them a letter and it went in the post and it took 3 weeks to get there, or you phoned them. Today, we instant message each other left, right, and center.
Mm.
But the concept of radio remains because you've got FM radio. There's still this big surge and march towards digital audio broadcasting, which personally I believe is about 20 years dated for this country right now. I think streaming has overtaken it. But the future of radio for me relies on really only two things. He who has something to say and he who wants to listen. And whether it's going to be on a technology that as yet hasn't evolved, that will always be there because we remain the number one companion in people's lives. When they switch us on and they're alone at home on a Sunday evening, we're their companion. We're their trusted companion. And they're inviting us into their homes. Doesn't matter what the platform is. Mm. The engagement is
it's
the future
there.
Of radio.
It will never go away. Never go away. Very interesting. Thank you so much. Managing Director for Algoa FM, Alfie J, joins us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. You can go have your cup of coffee now.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for joining us.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.